We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Making his very first appearance on The Tonight Show, please welcome Sebastian Maniscalco.
Why would you do that?
Please welcome Sebastian Maniscalco.
Aren't you embarrassed?
The incredibly funny Sebastian Maniscalco.
He tells me, can you take your shoes off, please? This is a shoe-free environment. I said, what the f*** did you just tell me to do? Shoes don't come off.
This guy just makes me laugh in so many different ways. He looks funny, he moves funny, he talks funny.
We all know these people in their mid-40s. You know, that's the type of guys that fantasy football, that's all they do. How's your receivers? Well, my receivers are really good this year.
I don't know why I see you, I start laughing immediately.
You ever go to Subway? That's a whole afternoon. The guy asked me, what do you want on your sandwich? I told him, run it through the garden. Just run it through the garden. Whatever I don't like, I'll throw it out my car window. Forget the pickles, right?
I'm enjoying doing some movies. Green Book, which is out now and nominated for some awards for the Oscars. Happy to be a part of that.
This is Dr. Donald Shirt.
Merry Christmas.
Come on, make some room. Get this man a plate.
Did this gangster movie coming out with Scorsese and...
The Irishman. What is it about?
It's about Jimmy Hoffa and how they killed him.
He was no downtowners. Joey the Blonde. But everybody, especially the newspapers, called him Crazy Joe.
Mr. Gallo, do you have an opening statement?
Yeah, this carpet would be great for a crab game.
Feels good to be home in Chicago. And when we picked this beautiful theater for this special, I told my father, you know, I'm going to do the special in Chicago. I'm going to do it downtown. He didn't say, you know, I'm proud of you. Congratulations. He said, where are these people going to park?
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons on The Score.
Joining us now on The Score, we are absolutely thrilled. Simply one of the biggest names in comedy. And a local kid, make good. We always love those stories. He's bringing his Nobody Does This tour to the United Center December 11th and 12th. Tickets available, of course, on his website and through Ticketmaster. The Arlington Heights native, Sebastian Maniscalco, with us on The Score. Sebastian, thanks for the time, man. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's good, man. Good to be on The Score. I mean, I've been a Score guy ever since. Oh, God, I used to listen to The Score when I was working at a job that I couldn't stand. I put The Score on, listened to Jiggets and North, and been a fan for a while. So thanks for having me on. And good to be coming back to United Center December 11th and the 12th. And going to pick up some pizza and hot dogs and do some comedy.
Oh, my God. Jiggets and North. See, I was trying to do the math. Rolling Meadows High School, NIU grad in 95, right? And then North and Jiggets, so Monsters of the Midday. Heavy Fuel Crew was the afternoon show. I was a producer on that at that show at the time, years ago. I was Meat Pants. I'm sure you don't remember the name, but anyway, you know, everybody had a goofy-ass name. What do you remember about The Score in that time, in the 90s?
Was that McNeil and Boers?
That's it. That's it.
McNeil, yeah.
I was their producer, 100%.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I remember, what's his name? I think he's working for ESPN now. Small guy.
The little guy. The little guy. Jesse Rogers.
Jesse Rogers. Yeah, Jesse Rogers. Yeah, just great memories, you know, especially during the heydays of the Bulls and in the 90s, listening to you guys kind of break stuff down. And, you know, now with the Bears, I don't know what the hell's going on. I watched the game yesterday, and I was like, this is what's the problem with the Bears. I had to go do a show. I'm watching, they score, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go do the show. 2 minutes left in the game. In a normal football team, you think the game is done. But then I get to the venue, and I go, they lost? It's like, what? How is that possible? So, I don't know, man. It's just, you know, it's just unfortunate because we got Thanksgiving coming up. The Bears are playing on Thanksgiving, and you want it to mean something, and now it's just going to be, you know, another disappointment. So it's just hard being a Bears fan nowadays.
Yeah, it now means nothing, right? Like, that's when you take your Thanksgiving nap and just, like, pass the side dishes because you don't really need to watch the game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what do you make of the idea? I mean, we talk about it all the time on the show. Like, there's a chance in the not-too-distant future that the Chicago Bears will still be the Chicago Bears, but they'll take residence up in your old neck of the woods, Arlington Heights. What do you make of it?
Something's got to change. You know, it's either, you know, moving the team to Arlington Heights or selling the team. Something's got to happen to mix it up a little bit. And if they go to Arlington Park there, which is not too far where I grew up and my dad still lives. Of course, I've talked to my dad. I go, what do you think if they move to Arlington Heights? He's like, well, I think my home is going to be worth more money. So he's looking at it at a real estate point of view. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of hope they move something different. You know, it'd be nice to have a major NFL football team in the northwest suburbs of the city, and especially in the same town that I grew up in. And Jimmy Garoppolo over there went to my high school, Rolling Meadows. So yeah, it's nice. It's nice to see Arlington Heights getting some recognition.
So are Chicago sports, like, that end up being part of your identity at all? Whether it is like the quarterback starvation of the Bears, who always seem to suck, or the ego and the pride from the Jordan Bulls. I mean, did that end up being part of your makeup as a man growing up?
Yeah, man. I mean, to tell you the truth, the Chicago Bulls in the 90s really kind of brought my father and I together. I mean, we would kind of bond over those games, and we would go to, you know, bars to watch the game or at home to watch the game. And we bonded over the Chicago Bears over the years, you know, even though that I'm living in Los Angeles, he's living in Chicago. You know, every Sunday we're on the phone, you know, calling each other. Did you see that? What are they doing? What's going on? So it's been definitely with me throughout my life. And I've been living in Los Angeles now for 23 years. And people go, oh, you're a Rams fan, a Lakers fan. I'm like, no, man, I'm still Bulls, Bears, and Sox, and Blackhawks. So, yeah, that's my allegiance lies in Chicago. And I think it will forever, even though how bad the Bears have been over the course of my lifetime. You know, of course, you know, it was their 85 when they won the Super Bowl. But yeah, it's been tough to cheer for them. But, you know, you're still a Bears fan through and through.
So you're bringing your tour to the United Center December 11th and 12th. Sebastian Maniscalco is our guest here on The Score. But you're this Bulls fan. I mean, does it resonate with you? Actually, you've played all these incredible arenas all over the world, but you'll be playing in an arena where Jordan's number and those championships hangs in the rafters?
Yeah, when I came back and I did the United Center, I think it was a few years ago, and I came there, it was really surreal for me because, like you said, you know, I watched Jordan win championships in this building, and now I'm having the opportunity to perform there. Pretty surreal, especially – you know, I used to perform at Zany's Comedy Club on Wells there on a Wednesday night with 12 people in the audience, 10
That's
of which
different.
Were comps. And yeah, and then, you know, my parents were there. So it was like now there's 20,000 people, two nights. It's pretty crazy. And always love coming back home to Chicago to see the family and friends. Of course, my father's in the audience taking notes like I'm playing Little League. You know, this guy's got a legal pad out and he's writing down what I'm doing wrong up there. I go, can you just enjoy the show? This guy's always critiquing what I'm doing. He goes, that's not funny. You should do more of this. I think the crowd would like that. I go, you're a beautician. Could you just stick to blowouts and dye jobs?
But I love
that. Dan thinks he's a comedy writer.
I love that he's still editing you like that. He's still your dad. It doesn't matter how big you are, Sebastian. He's still your dad. So he knows it. He still feels it like that, huh?
Of course. You know, I mean, he's never going to let that die. And you can't get a big head, not only with my father, but my friends. I come home, you know, and we're ripping each other to shreds right off the airplane. You know, there's no getting an ego with the people that I'm close with, especially, you know, Chicagoans. I'll tell you like it is.
So when you come to town, like, where are some spots that you got to hit up?
What do I like? I like Chicago Cut. Love David Flom over there. He really does it really nice. The Rancics with their restaurants. I enjoy RPM and what they're doing. Portillo's is a must. I mean, the hot dogs, the beef sandwiches, the shakes, whatever they're doing over there is fantastic. Johnny's Beef, huge fan of Johnny's Beef.
Yes.
Pizza, a little Malnati's, you know, the whole thing. You could go into a full blown cardiac arrest leaving Chicago with the amount of food that's over there. So I just lost 20 pounds, so I'm not going to go too crazy, but they'll definitely have a cheap meal when I get back to Chicago.
I didn't notice any Jewish delis, none. What, so Manny's or places like that? I know you haven't found much Jewish food that you've liked. Your bit about Italians catering the Passover Seder is one of the greatest ethnic crossover moments in our culture, frankly. And my Nana was not a good cook, Sebastian. Just nothing good there. But so have you found anything that you like on the Jewish food front yet?
You know, I'll do a Jewish deli, a pastrami sandwich. Don't get me wrong. I think the Jews do some things well. But, I mean, you know, when your main highlight is gefilte fish, there's a problem with the cuisine. So, if they could just stick to the deli stuff. But, I mean, if you ask anybody, they want a matzo ball or a meatball, they go meatball all day. It's just certain cultures kind of gravitate to good food, and I found that the Jewish culture is really not good at it.
No, but, like, we got a kreplach, though. It's kind of like a ravioli. It's close, you know, or like a pierogi. Everybody's got something like that, a dumpling.
When's the last time you heard anybody go, last night we had an amazing kreplach? I mean, it doesn't happen.
It never happens.
That's not true. Not true. Hey, you have said that being on a stage making strangers laugh at what you think is funny is your therapy. So it's back. Now, how is it having it back now that quarantine is behind you?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, the silver lining on the quarantine was I got to spend a lot of time with my family that I just wouldn't get to spend if I was on the road. But, you know, after being inside for 393 days, it's like, all right, I love my family, but let's get the hell out of here. So it's nice, man. I mean, I never took it for granted pre-pandemic, but now when I'm on stage, I'm relishing every minute because who knows when they're going to lock us up again. So it's nice to get back out there. I've noticed people are dying to laugh. I mean, the crowds are super excited to be out and enjoying life again, and I'm just happy to provide some type of entertainment to these people because they've been starved over a year and a half for it.
Yeah, I read an interview that you did on like day 21 of quarantine, and you're like, I'm looking forward to getting back out there, and then now it's 390 days later. But
yeah, I thought this thing was going to last 6 weeks. I mean, when this thing first came out, I'm like, 6 weeks, they'll have it, you know, Amazon will figure it out, and then we'll be back. doing our thing, but year and a half later and we're still screwing around with this thing and it just is no good news. You have, every time you put on a computer, read something, it's like uptick, there's an uptick. I'm like, come on already. So hopefully this thing's behind us and we could plow forward, but in the meantime, I'm just bouncing from city to city, enjoying myself.
Did you ever think that maybe Amazon did figure it out? That's why it kept going. You know, look at them. They did just fine through the whole thing.
I know Amazon's killing it, and their CEO is up in space, and we're still getting boxes. It's amazing. I mean, I know businesses, they got the manager on site, and they don't know what they're doing. Amazon's got their CEO up in space, and I'm still getting razor blades to the house. So it's amazing.
Well, Sebastian, it's an absolute thrill for us. We're all such huge comedy fans and fans of yours. So if you ever feel the need to like get some Bears frustration out, you know, Seinfeld calls the fan in New York is Jerry from Queens. We got an open invitation to you to get some Bears thoughts out whenever you want it, man.
Now, if they keep losing, you might hear more of me. So I'll definitely take you up on that offer.
All right, December 11th and 12th, the Nobody Does This Tour at the United Center. Get tickets at his website and at Ticketmaster. Sebastian, man, it's a thrill for us. Thank you, and congrats on all your success.
We're going to bring you Kreplach to the UC. You're going to love it.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Have it dropped off at my house in Chicago for Thanksgiving.
Done deal.
Take care, guys. Be
Thanks,
good.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Sebastian Maniscalco.
Such a thrill to have him on the show. Top of the hour was brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Cats host DePaul, Illinois, Indiana, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
You said he's doing a movie about his dad? Because he loves his dad, and the dad is an endless
references
source
him all
of bits.
The time. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing a movie about his dad. I mean, his backstory is so interesting, and we could have gotten even more into it there, but it's so awesome how big of a scorehead he is, and he wanted to talk sports and the Bears in Arlington Heights. He grew up Arlington Heights, you know, Rolling Meadows. You heard the whole story, but he went to L.A. thinking actor. He did one or two just like, you know, Second City classes here, but he never got on stage in Chicago. In his teens, in his 20s, he never did stand-up in this city. Didn't do it until he went out to L.A. because he just perceived that that's where the movies are, that's mm-hmm. where the TV shows were, then figured out, oh, this is what I'm actually great at. And now he's done the other things, and he's a good actor, and he's has a career acting. But obviously, I mean, behind Chappelle and maybe, I mean, Kevin Hart, who we were talking about earlier, Bill Burr, I mean, he's probably a top five touring stand-up in the country
now. My wife, who loves stand-up, I said, hey, you'll never guess who we're talking to. And she said, who? I said, a giant in stand-up. She said, Seinfeld. I said, okay, not that big.
Not that big.
She said, Chappelle. I said, okay, not that big. She said, Chris Rock. I said, okay, a little bit lower, just a little bit lower. And then she said, Sebastian. So,
yeah. I mean, so right, those guys, you know, but like Seinfeld, he's not doing new stuff. Like, Rock hasn't had a special in years. Like, in terms of guys who are
out there working and
annual
building
yearly specials and just like grinding right now, Sebastian Maniscalco is very near the top of the game, right? He's not Chappelle, but other than that, like, he's right there, man.
And as a guy who's been to Passover Seder, seriously, the Italian, the thing about, like, you need the Italians to cater your Seder. Is right. Like, if I'm sitting at the table, I don't have bread in 45 seconds. I'm dying.
It's fantastic.
Yes. All of it.
All of it. And he produced Pat McCann's special, who we talked to on the show. We did Pat McCann on McNeil and Parkins.
Very different show.
Yeah, it was. But I think we had him at the beginning of COVID, and he was talking about how Sebastian was just like really cool to younger comics and had reached back and had helped him produce his special and help him elevate his game to the next level. So it seems like a genuinely good dude, and I hope he takes us up on it. I would love to have Sebastian from Arlington Heights call into the hotline and like go right to the front of the line on a Bears Monday. Right, it's incredible.
I don't really open the phone lines though.
Well, we got to give him the hotline.
Problem.
Oh, okay.
Open the phone lines.
Got to give him the hotline.
I like hearing from the peoples. It was fun talking to Laura earlier, having her tell us that we were not doing a good job of setting the morality of this entire land.
The Jews do some things well.
He's right about that.
That's going to have a lot of life on this show. The Jews do some things well. I feel like we have some uses for that.
Guilt? Kill that?
Yeah.
Really, really good at that.
Curly sideburns?
Among the best ever at
all
the curly
time,
sideburns.
Trying to please our mothers?
Flavorless food.
Whoa.
Really good at that.
You went to Nana. I was going to go to my Bubby. Also, not a great
cook. Rest in peace, Bubba.
My Nana used to make something called pacha, which is a calf's foot in gelatin, like in pickled gelatin. And you're supposed to eat the jello that is around the calf's foot and then dig into the meat that's on the calf's foot. And
That sounds horrible.
We'd go see my Nana. My dad'd be like, hey, you got any pacha in the fridge? And she'd be like, yes, I do, Herb. Yes, I do. And she'd serve me like, who is this? Who decided this was good?
My grandma, she didn't really understand the concept of Tupperware. Like, she would just have fruit in a bowl in the refrigerator. And it would just be so dry, and there would be no juice. Like, dry strawberries.
Kind of a problem.
It's just a ridiculous. Yeah.
You can do a Seder very well, though. I love a Passover Seder.
I know. You're very romantic about the Seder.
I am.
The food is not.
It can be done well.
It's hard to.
It's difficult.
It can be done well if you don't use the Seder food.
You know what's going to happen at my next Passover Seder? I guarantee you this is going to happen. We're all going to be sitting around. Everybody's going to look, and then we're all going to start chanting together. Fire, Nagy, boom, 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 boom.
So
fire.
Into the Olympics in 88. John Thompson, late great John Thompson, good strong move.
Bulls game, man. Randomly at a Bulls game last night.
Okay, so this is weird because I feel like we're in a tough spot because I have a very funny idea. It is very funny, I think. The idea of people chanting fire Nagy or fire Pace or sell the team or whatever in weird locations. Your Thanksgiving dinner, the grocery store, the pickup line for the carpool at school or whatever. I feel like that is a thing that could go very viral on social media and be funny.
Laurel won't be happy with you.
But that's the thing.
Yeah, no, it comes off like implicit support of Fire Nagy at the high school game.
But that's because Fire Nagy at the Bears game is absolutely part of the job description.
Fire Nagy at the Bulls game
is funny and the sign of a passionate sports town.
Fire Nagy at your Thanksgiving celebration with your family and then tweeted
will make me laugh a lot.
That's not as fun as making people do it in the grocery store. I don't care about you sitting at your Thanksgiving dinner chanting Fire Nagy. There's other conversations to be had. When you're shopping for Thanksgiving.
I think political conversations are a good one.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving,
when you're walking through the aisle shopping for Thanksgiving, start a Fire Nagy chant.
Oh, no.
Get video proof. Send it to one of our Twitters. And you can pick something off my desk. One of the bobbleheads.
I'll ship
it out to you.
I think it's funny. It's just, it's going to be very hard to hold on to the context of all of us agree that what happened at the high school game is in poor taste, right? We all agree on that?
We agree on that because Matt Nagy's son was playing in the game.
Well,
Matt Nagy's son is not working at Whole Foods.
Right, but I was saying the internet is going to think that we created the bit off of the high school game.
No, we talked about it before that.
Of course we did.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying the internet lacks context.
It does. You got to be careful what you click on.
So we're in a weird spot here because I think this is a gold mine for comedic content. I really do. But we're gonna get criticized for capitalizing on the shame that happened at that high school game. We're in a tough spot here.
If you want to be canceled during Thanksgiving week, you know,
I don't.
You go right ahead.
I don't.
Sir.
But I'm not going to say. It would just be funny. Come on. And where could that chant happen? As long as Matt Nagy is not in attendance.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think you need to limit it to Fire Nagy. I mean, people don't like Ryan Pace's job performance.
Now you've lost focus. I think you've lost focus.
The bit is Fire Nagy.
I agree.
No one's chanting Fire Pace.
Yeah.
But they should be.
We'll do it after.
No,
after
the
Thursday,
team.
After Mark Conkle, the God has proven correctly, we'll move on to Fire Pace in the grocery stores.
Focus on one thing.
Demote Ted Phillips.
I think that's funny. Multiple chants in multiple different places.
Well,
your Bears frustration chants in weird places.
Yeah.
No.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
That's the funny. Stop calling.
It's a radio station, Shane.
He hates that he's in charge of the phone.
I know.
And that's his job.
Most important gig.
All right. Well, we won't say no if you start those chants in weird places and send them to us on Twitter. We're not going to be upset about it if that happens.
You know why I don't like phone calls? Because that guy, Rob, just called up and said, tell Danny it would be funny if the store manager got on the phone and said, clean up on aisle 6 and also fire Nagy.
That is funny.
It's not funny.
That's good.
Rob sucks.
Glad you shared that. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, well, if they had it
love
on video,
you.
I feel
like
that would get some retweets.
Thanks for calling, Rob.
Don't like that, Rob.
Man.
Keep listening. Stop calling.
I said 312-644-6767.
Ruin Shane's day heading into Thanksgiving. But we have some Thanksgiving dilemmas amongst the show. We're going to work them out.
And some football players that are weighing in with some horrific thoughts about Thanksgiving, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true as well. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Boy, well, it'd be hard for me to turn down any type of potatoes, so, you know, I'll go with whatever, mashed potatoes, scalloped, or, you know, baked, or however they're made. But, yeah, you bet.
Twice baked. Yeah. Extra
load,
sour cream.
Load them up. Load them up. Yeah.
That's Wiggy's favorite.
maybe a little bacon, Bill?
You bet. Crazy. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Throw some butter on there. Yeah, just, you know, starch me up.
That's Bill Belichick on WEEI saying, starch me up.
Once you starch him up, it never stops. Scalloped. Belichick.
Yeah, starch me up.
Has Bill Belichick ever had Thanksgiving? Scallops.
Scalloped potatoes.
Potatoes anyway.
He wants to scallop potatoes. That's not a reference to the Washington football team, right? Let's not start anything. It's not what he means. Just trying to hear.
I don't really get that reference.
Nice.
Is that a scalping reference?
What?
What was the reference there with the Washington
Dump him.
Bottom of the hour, brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Cats host DePaul, Illinois, Indiana, and more.
Starch me up.
At Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
All right, so we're supposed to be doing that, right? We're supposed to be asking everybody their best like Thanksgiving side dish. That's sports radio. Like we have to. That's the rule of the day.
Shane, how old are you?
I'm 29.
29? Are you going to be wasted tomorrow?
So normally I would be like starting it late on Blackout Wednesday, like with high school friends or whatever. But tomorrow I'm going to try and start it earlier. I'm meeting some friends in the Gold Coast at like 5 o'clock to start drinking. And then hopefully I'm home by 8:30.
Wow.
So is it okay as a 29-year-old to still participate in Blackout Wednesday?
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man.
Living vicariously through me? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, Tributo, it's our 9th or 10th straight Springsteen show tomorrow night, Blackout Wednesday. I count on you to come out.
You playing Thunder Road?
Of course.
All right, then I'll come out.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, no, it's a, yes. People still do it. It's a great night to go out.
It's a great night to go out, and, you know, it's just Thanksgiving's the best holiday. I do feel bad for people that have like Thanksgiving that has so many, it goes outside of so many like layers where it's not the core, like, oh, I'm worried about the small talk or I'm worried about the politics talk. My family, this is the one that we've always done right. I love how it's the siblings, my parents, good food, very casual, sweatpants are allowed. Drink all day.
Wow.
Just
sweatpants allowed.
Even if they weren't,
you would still wear your gray sweatpants with the zipper zipped all the way up on the foot with your slippers.
Eventually.
You greeted Tanny and I when we came to assemble your furniture.
Those are my sloppy sweatpants. I've got nicer sweats than that. But yeah, I mean, those have made an appearance at Thanksgiving.
The fancy
before.
Sweats.
I got fancy sweats.
He's got Lululemons.
The Lululemons.
Yeah.
See, no, you're right.
I am going to rock those tomorrow.
I love Thanksgiving. And usually it has all those family memories. It was my parents' anniversary. So that it was a big one that way, but I don't get to celebrate it in the manner that I used to. So that's why Halloween has passed Thanksgiving for me.
I get it.
Halloween's an amazing holiday.
That's such a weird holiday to be your favorite.
Dude, but people dress up. They're passionate. Everyone gives each other candy. It's full of love and happiness and sugar.
I get it.
And creativity.
I'm just it's corny, but I am very thankful. Brad and his family will be there and will be with my parents.
Hey man, that's a big deal.
You know what I mean?
That's a big deal.
I don't know if you guys remember last year, but I think I told the story because Brad had been diagnosed and it's my family's big holiday. And my mom, basically pretty soon after his diagnosis, rented and reserved the heated tent because that was like height of COVID and he had the diagnosis. And we were like, man, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. And so we all had separate tables at the heated outdoor tent in my parents' backyard.
Father.
Hey, man.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal. It was a yes, of course. thing of privilege.
No. But
whatever.
But
we would have all chipped in if we needed it. Like, no, it, but
I wasn't going to do the father thing there, Dave.
Yeah,
no, I know where to draw the line.
I did not.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm sharing vulnerable moments.
I know. Worst teammate of the day. No, seriously,
I'm sorry.
It's
the fact that you put caviar over all your turkeys that I thought was a little
ridiculous.
Father,
yeah, there it is.
I require sturgeon-based caviar on my turkey.
Yeah. But so the Thursday part will be great. But it's funny because we used to do, like, everybody would do Blackout Wednesday, but now we all have kids, man. Friendsgiving at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. Kids have bedtimes between 7 and 8:30.
Ridiculous.
That is amazing.
It's gonna be.
I think it's phenomenal. That is the blue plate special of Friendsgiving.
That's what we're doing. We're doing Thanksgiving. We're doing Friendsgiving from 4 to 8 at my friend's house. But he got a keg just so that we can pretend that we're cool.
It's incredible.
And kick it like we did when we were 22.
There was a while there where a tributer used to do a 7 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show, and we used to joke about, one day we'll do the 4 o'clock show.
Yeah.
for when we move down to Florida.
That's who we are.
That's who you are now.
It's crazy. Eventually, our kids will be able to stay up later or whatever, and maybe we'll circle back around to being cool and fun again, but not right now.
What do you think of potatoes? You like them when they're scalloped?
I like all forms of potatoes. I know it's a trendy criticism of Thanksgiving that there's too many potato options, too many starch options.
Incorrect.
No, starch me up.
Can't have too many. Give me mashed potatoes. Give me sweet potatoes.
Only bad potato is a baked potato. That's objective.
Yeah, and the baked potato's got to be slathered in a million things to make it worthwhile. And why bother?
Even then, a baked potato is not a good potato.
All right, Shane, the perfect bite for me. Dark meat, a little bit of dark meat on the turkey, some stuffing, some gravy, little bit of mashed, and cranberry sauce. Got to get the cranberry sauce in there. And that perfectly composed bite with all those components is what I've been chasing every Thanksgiving for my entire life.
All right, Sean, since we're only talking directly to other people here on the show, my perfect bite now.
Anyway. No, let me hear it.
No, it's the exact same. Turkey, stuffing, gravy, potatoes, and cranberry sauce. That's what everybody has at Thanksgiving.
Now,
but everything on the same fork, I'm saying.
I understand.
Are you that guy?
Yeah. The Thanksgiving plate has to mix together. Everything has to touch. But I like macaroni and cheese. We do a Jell-O on Thanksgiving. We got all sorts of things.
But do you have a perfect bite that you're chasing?
I think your bite. I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy, so I would say minus the cranberry sauce, that bite.
Where's the sweetness?
So crescent roll? Halved, a little bit of butter, piece of dark meat turkey, little bit of mashed potatoes, stuffing on top of that so it sticks to the mashed potatoes and doesn't fall off.
Correct.
Brussels sprout on top of that with the pancetta that I'll roast the Brussels sprouts with. Crescent roll back on top, a little bit more butter, done. Got a little Thanksgiving diabetes sandwich.
A sandwich.
If you didn't put that little bit of extra butter at the end.
Would have been a terrible bite.
Do only spot for me is ham. Ham for turkey.
Yeah, turkey sucks.
I hate turkey.
Turkey does suck.
It's dry and
boring. Objectively, turkey sucks.
It's traditional, though.
It needs to be smothered in gravy and other stuff.
This is the day. It's the day.
Good brine, either deep fry or smoke. Get that turkey out of your oven, you boring whites.
That's I got to admit, if I'm being totally honest, my family, the sides and all that is great. We are the boring whites when it comes to our turkey. It's brined, it's in the oven, there's butter, there's mild spices. It's a generic turkey.
The Jews do some things well.
Not Thanksgiving, right. Apparently.
I'll concede that we do the boring white turkey.
My brother, who's the chef, does the sous vide. So he makes the turkey with
Shane
sous vide.
Really looks down on that.
So your chef brother's a cheater.
It's a cheat. I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's a cheat. I don't like it.
Get him out of the Hall of Fame.
I don't like it. Figure it out.
He's a cheater.
Yeah. That's right.
That sucks.
What a great holiday, though. There's no religion. There's no gifts. Football, food, family, booze.
But that football is hosted by Andy Dalton.
Well, that part of this year sucks.
That's trouble.
That's undeniably bad.
By the way, on the cranberry sauce, I don't know how you do it, but I feel like it must be unloaded from the can directly upside down onto the plate so you can see
the outline of the can still on the cranberry sauce.
Do you know how much easier it is to just take a bag of cranberries, some sugar and water, and boil that down and then sift it?
They've already taken care of that for you. All you need to do is get it in the can form so you can still see the outline of the can and yourself a little round slice of it.
This is the one time I actually agree with Shane on the make it at home. I mean, 99 cents for cranberries, you just put it on the pot and it's like 30 minutes.
Much easier.
It's better. It's not jelly.
I'm watching football, okay? I have other things that I need to do.
That's the other thing that I like about Thanksgiving. I'm not required to do anything.
Danny, you're not required to do anything when there isn't football on. Steph doesn't make you do anything.
So I do a lot. So
she bring you all of the Thanksgiving meal in bed like she used to bring orange juice? Here you go, honey.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
Giant tray.
Like a month?
With everything.
No, since we had a kid. It's terrible.
Less than a year?
It's going on two.
So who badmouthed mac and cheese?
Yeah, can we hear these bad Patriots thoughts, please, on Thanksgiving?
They're good Americans.
This is Matt Judon, the good American Patriot on mac and cheese.
It's the one side you got to have.
All right, well, I'm not even going to ask you a question. I'm going to tell you, we got to get macaroni and cheese off the table. All right, guys. It's just cheese and noodles. All right, I'm getting on my soap opera. It's just cheese and noodles. It's not that good. Let's be honest, guys. Everybody's probably here. It's a little lactose, so it messes up our stomachs. And we got to get it off the table. It's probably one of the most overrated dishes.
That is a horrific opinion
for
Matthew.
Getting on his soap opera.
That is the best malaprop I've ever heard.
I'm getting on my soap opera.
That's better than Vinny's.
Oh, wow.
We have one that beat it. I didn't think Vinny's was beatable.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut twice a day.
I don't know. That's pretty great.
Okay, wait, maybe that's better.
Getting on his soap opera.
I'm getting on my soap opera.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, if you want to put the cherry on the cake.
Yeah, I like that from Parcells. That's good. That happened last night.
Way more than just noodles and cheese, by the way.
Way more. Somebody's doing it terribly wrong. Yeah.
But also, noodles and cheese are delicious.
Yeah, but he's assuming what? Macaroni, like Kraft mac and cheese?
Probably, yeah. Anytime Kraft mac and cheese comes up, I love to talk about Mitch Rosen's Kraft mac and cheese recipe. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, because I've heard you tell the story three times. No. So please.
One box of Kraft noodles.
Yeah.
Two packets of the cheese. One whole stick of butter.
Double the cheese up so the butter has more to absorb.
And then he just throws out the other noodles.
An entire stick of butter is
outrageous. I did it. When he told me about it, I did it that night with Kraft and Kerrygold butter. Phenomenal.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I died,
but
it was phenomenal.
Of course it was great.
What do you do with the other noodles? Just throw them
out. He throws them out. Doesn't even save them.
Doesn't like the ratio.
Throws them out.
You know what you need to find? Somehow you need to find just the cheese powder to give him as a gift so he can just double it up whenever he wants to.
That's not bad. Can we hear Mac Jones on Thanksgiving? Because I also don't love this thought either.
So is dressing just stuffing, just called a different name? It's not like anything
fancy
different?
Yeah. I mean, you can call it whatever you...
Or is it pecan pie or pecan pie?
I don't like that.
You don't like pecan pie or pecan pie?
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
I don't know. I don't think you ever done it crazy.
Apple pie, pumpkin pie.
I don't like apple pie either.
You don't like pecan pie or apple pie? Pumpkin pie?
Chocolate chips, chocolate cookies.
I like the chocolate stuff is good.
I'm getting on my soap opera.
Even if he becomes a Hall of Famer, I'm glad the Bears drafted Justin Fields.
That guy is boring as vanilla pudding.
Guy doesn't like pie?
What's he like for dessert? Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate's good. Apple pie, pecan pie, pumpkin pie. No, just chocolate. Shut the hell up and throw another 6-yard pass.
One time we asked Alex Smith what his favorite thing about Thanksgiving was, and he was just like stammering around. He's like, I guess the turkey.
Really?
Have a little, an ounce.
You know, starch me up.
Starch me up. Ba-da-da. We'll talk to Mark Grody next on The Score.
I'm getting on my soap opera.
Boss, look at this. And you go, whoa. What the hell? Where did this come from? All right. Here. On letterhead, right now, from George McCaskey, the Bears categorically deny, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whatever you have to say this is not true. You cannot have waited an hour and a half to do that.
From the desk of George McCaskey, uh-uh.
Right, or Vinny Gambini. Everything that guy said is bullcrap.
Like a my cousin Bernie. Weekend at Bernie's, my cousin Vinny. These things happen. They happen.
And I was referencing Psycho at the time.
I was off.
Psycho, and you tried to fill in yes and me, and you're like, oh, like a my cousin Bernie situation.
I didn't know. I crashed the show.
As usual, you guys are a disaster, I see.
Oh, it is.
Mama
true.
Said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this. Mama said. Mama said.
Wow. Whoop.
That was great. Boop, boop, boop. Mark Grody is in studio. He was at Hallis Hall. Weird day?
Yeah, it was a weird day today. It
sounded like a weird day.
So it's always interesting because today was supposed to be, it's Coordinator's Day, and they kind of stagger it. Chris Tabor goes first at 10:50, then the other two guys, offense and defense, go at 11:45. There was almost full attendance for Chris Tabor today because everybody's getting word of this report from thepatch.com that Matt Nagy is a goner after the Detroit game. So, yeah, it was just like this. Nobody had anything on it except for Mark Conkle or his report. So we're all trying to play catch up and trying to figure out if this is a real report, if he is a credible reporter, all of that.
Were people putting validity in it? Like when the reporters are talking off the air before you guys go in, was it met with more Conkle's a good reporter who won a Pulitzer, or was it met with more skepticism? This doesn't make sense.
I think it was skepticism, and I think it was, yes, it was like the qualifier. We respect this guy. Everybody has some tie to Mark Conkle. Hell, I did a radio show with Mark Conkle and Mary Dixon about 7 or 8 years ago. It was a year-end. And they were doing the news. I was just the sports guy. So, and I knew he was a big sports fan. But yeah, so to be sure, it seemed like everybody respected him. But yeah, there was a ton of skepticism about it. And then Matt Nagy comes in, and none of us knows we didn't even know if Matt Nagy was going to come in the room. We thought, mate, is it possible that Ryan Pace will pop into the room?
So Matt Nagy said that he hadn't talked to Ryan Pace or to George or to Ted.
Yeah.
But to your knowledge, because I thought I saw a Bill Lazor quote that made it seem like he had been made aware of the report before he came out there.
Yes.
So were all of them aware of the report? Was Chris Tabor aware of the report?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They all were, right.
So somebody had hipped him to that.
Of course.
PR does a good job, right? The PR people's job is, hey, if they're going to be asked about anything that isn't an obvious football point.
Uh-huh.
A good PR person's job is to prep that person before they step to the podium.
There was something, though, that Matt Nagy had not. When Jalen Johnson had done the Instagram post with his
they've definitely dropped the ball on some of those things. Yeah. But this is a big one. It would have been ridiculous for any of them not to.
Yeah, and when Matt Nagy comes out and says that it is an inaccurate report. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be met more with, look, that's the outside world, that's social media. And he did. That became the rest of the press conference. But to defuse it right away was surprising and obviously interesting. I don't think it is over. We're going to talk a ton about it tonight. I've got Adam Hogan at 6:40, Kevin Fishbane at 7:40, and Herb Howard from the Big Sports at 8:20. So we got a ton of Bears tonight.
We didn't get to Allen Robinson kind of angrily refuting the Jordan Schwartz report.
Yeah, so, Schultz,
yeah. So play that for your folks at some point.
I plan to make that a big part of the night. Yeah, I'm going to play a ton of audio, and I'll start for people just tuning in at 6 o'clock. I will go through the day's events. I will play some of the Matt Nagy audio to give you all the nuances of it, and we will take it from there and see where the night takes us until 9 o'clock tonight.
All right, man, have a good show. It was a great day out there. I thought the beat did a good job covering it. It was it just didn't make sense. The report as written didn't pass my smell test. They told Matt Nagy that he was fired, but not until after the Detroit game.
Oh, that's bizarre. If it's true, and I have no reason to believe that it is true at this point.
Right, me neither. Me neither.
But I still think I still think everything is on the table.
Like, me too.
I can't quite. I would say that it's a low chance that he gets fired after the Thanksgiving Day game on Thursday. But I am not ruling anything out.
It's on the board.
Today. It's on the board.
It's on the board.
Absolutely.
I'd be pretty surprised if we're all called in on Black Friday to
right.
work, though. I'd be surprised.
The Bulls like to do stuff on holidays.
Oh, yeah. Christmas.
Usually the Bears don't.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that. Like, it seems heartless, but it's really not, because then the whoever is fired doesn't have to deal with it as much either. So the more I think about it, that strategy probably works well for them. Not for us.
It'd be heartless to tell him today and then make him coach on Thanksgiving.
Well, they don't have to. If they're firing him, that he doesn't have to do anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless he has a horrible contract that says, if we fire you, you still have to. You got to give us a 2-week notice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's not an at-will employee.
Right.
All right, have a good show. Thank you to Mark Potash, Hub Arkish, and Sebastian Maniscalco. That was a real thrill to be able to talk to one of the biggest comedians in the game and an Arlington Heights native. Connor O'Donnell on the Twitch chat and video stream. Thank you, sir. Sean Anderson, great job in for Tanny. Very much appreciated. Shane Reardon, our fantastic executive producer. Thank you, sir. Speaks, happy Thanksgiving, my
friend.
Happy
Thanksgiving, Danny, to you and Owen and Steph and your whole family. Enjoy the holiday. And to the listeners, thank you so much for being here for us and being here with us. We obviously couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, we love the mob hanging out with us every day from 2 to 6. So Mark Rohde's coming up. For Matt Spiegel, I am Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Reverend, happy Thanksgiving.
Model, who needs it?
Oh, come on. Turkey, sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie? You gotta love all that, huh?
Yes, because you never lived through the Y.O. version. Major antipasto first, then soup. Meatballs and shkarol, then the baked manigot, then the bird.
Oh, I love manigot.
Turkeys are here.
There's some in here, too.
Thing with turkeys, they got no sense of direction. They're on their way to Food Emporium, and now look.
Happy Thanksgiving, Reverend.
God bless, and go Bears.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.